今日のターゲットフレーズはお持ちのお客様
which translates to the customer who has something something. Now today's grammar point is the structure. The polite prefix お plus the masu stem of a verb plus a noun. As in
カードをお持ちのお客様カウンターまでお越しください。
The customer who has the card, something something, please come to the counter. And in this case, it was a number.
そうですね。
And then another example would be?
お待ちの間。
While you are waiting. So these expressions show the speaker's respect for someone when describing that person's action or state. You'll come into contact this with a lot when you're a customer, as the company or the person providing the service will treat you in a very respectful or talk to you in a very respectful way. Let's take a look at a common one.Naomi-sensei, what about the expression kaeru kyaku, a customer who's going home or a customer who's leaving?
お帰りのお客様
Let's have the before, which was?
帰る客
And then the after?
お帰りのお客様
With the after being an extremely polite way to say the same expression. Now let's take a look at how we form this. In the before, we had 帰る客 which is the dictionary form of the verb to return.Or to go home, and the noun for customer, kyaku. First, let's see what we do to the verb. First, we get
kaeri,
which is the masu stem of this verb. In front of that, we place
o.
We get the expression
o kaeri.
We follow this with
no.
Then we have the noun kyaku. Now, to elevate the position of the customer, to that noun we add
okyakusama.
So,honorific prefix, and an honorific suffix. So, all together we have?
お帰りのお客様
The customer who is leaving, the customer who's going home. Now, inside the PDF, there's a very detailed write-up on how to form more of these. Now, most likely you're not going to use these unless you're working at a hotel or a restaurant or in a business situation. Most likely you'll hear these, so it's important to know what's being said to you. And hence, the reason we introduced this.